War's over, man. Wormer dropped the big one.
What? Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is. Was it over when the Germans bombed Pearl Harbor? Hell no!
Germans? Forget it, he's rolling.
And it ain't over now. Because when the going gets tough, the tough get going. Who's with me? Let's go! Come on!
It's WMFO, Medford, Massachusetts. The show's time travel here with you till 7 p.m. Subbing for Joyce the Voice. My guest today, Tony Moschetto. I love that. That's the Faber College theme in the background. Animal House, one of the best. One of the best.
It was beautiful.
Such a funny movie. It's one of those ones where wherever it is, I watch it.
Yeah.
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 Very few of those movies for me, but that's one of them.
I saw that. Let me see. I saw it at UMass.
In Amherst?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was pretty wild. It was fun.
Yeah.
You know, everyone's partying and stuff.
UMass was such a great school to go to. I went there. Got into a lot of trouble, too.
I can imagine.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's easy.
But it used to all just be, it was UMass, and that was it. And then U Lowell, like, took up our name, and I always got angry about it, because now it's like Amherst. It's like, no, it was just UMass, and you knew. It was ZooMass.
Yeah, ZooMass.
Yeah. I tossed a couch off of like a off of a skyscraper.
We were there. I had a friend from high school, this girl I knew. She went there, so me and a couple friends from high school went and visited her.
Mm-hmm.
And we were at this, you know, the towers? You know, the...
I do.
Yeah, you know, right? So they, and there's like this... it's one of those power lines, and it had like a fence around it, like a power. You know what I'm talking about, like a
generator.
Generator is like outside, you know.
Yeah.
And there was a kid climbed the fence there.
Yeah.
He was like on top of it, and people just throwing beers at him.
UMass.
It attracted a crowd.
Yeah.
And some kids up there, and people just started hucking beers at him.
That's awesome. I got arrested for streaking there.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. And the sad part is I was already done with school. I was already out. But I went back to visit my buddy.
That is sad.
And so here I am in my first, you know, in my first college, out of college job, you know, professional job. So I go visit my buddy over the weekend. We go out on the town, get a couple of pubs, have a few pints, and we get back, and we order in some calzones, because that was a thing to do. Order a late calzone. All of a sudden, we're sitting there in Northeast, which is the dorms there, and a naked guy comes running by, like right by the window. We're like, what is that? He's a naked guy just run by? And then we see another one run by. So, of course, out of curiosity, we get in, we get up, we got our calzones, we're looking out the window. I'm like, let's go do it. Let's do it. It's like our night was over, too. It was like 2 in the morning.
Yeah.
So we go out to the bowl, that's what they called it, and there's literally hundreds of people out there. And occasionally somebody's run by naked. So we strip down. We decide to go. And he just barrel asses. He just goes flying.
Yeah.
And I'm just taking my time. And I actually paused in the middle of the bowl. And I took a bow. I waved to the crowd.
I thought you were
I blew a couple of kisses. I'm a kind of an exhibitionist, I
finished
I guess.
My calzone.
Yeah.
You still had your calzone.
And my calzone in hand. A handful of myself and the other.
You hammed it up.
Yeah. So I get to the, and then I get to the end. I start to put on my stuff, and this guy comes out of nowhere and goes to tackle me. I'm like, what the hell is this? It was a plainclothes cop.
Yeah.
But I didn't know. You know, it just looked like a regular guy, like coming up to freaking tackle me in the bushes.
Yeah.
So I just barrel ass ran, and at this point I had already had a knee injury. And I smoked this guy. I mean, I got way ahead, and then I dropped my keys. I had, like, my clothes in my hand. I dropped my keys. I should have just left them.
Yeah.
And I'm looking for the keys. I'm like, son of a bitch. And the guy came up. I'm like, listen, you got me? So he cuffed me, and he let me put my clothes back on. And I get up to the police car, And there's my buddy who was ahead of me, completely stark naked. The other cop wouldn't let him dress.
All right.
You know, like to humiliate him.
Yeah.
You know, so he's sitting there stuck to the vinyl seat in the back of the cop car. So we get down to UMass to the tank, you know. And so many people had streaked, they had no more room in the cells. So we actually got cuffed to the stairway as they were booking us. And they said, you work somewhere? And I go, yeah. And he goes, you're not showing up Monday. And there was a guy that was like in my English class there, this guy James or whatever. And I'm like, hey, James, how you doing? You know, I'm half in the bag still.
Yeah.
And I'm like, hey, can you get me out of this? And he's like, no. And that was it. So went to the court with about like 12 other streakers. And the court, the judge basically said, he took all of us up at once. And he said, you guys are doing something that we used to do back in the 60s. Do it in the back of your own lawn from now on. $80 charge. And that was it. But it was on my record for 2 years as like sexual deviant or something like that.
Oh, really?
I'm like, oh, no. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Because it's like I was just streaking, and it's like the way that it made it sound, it could be like I exposed myself in front of a kid in front of a school or something. It was crazy.
But you took a bow and you had, yeah.
Yeah, I did. I did take a bow. I finished my zone.
If you didn't take the bow.
Yeah, but, you know, at the time, you know, 23, 24 year old Chris, good looking guy.
Yeah.
In shape. Ripped. You know?
Ripped. Yeah.
Like, if I did it now, they're like, oh, freaking deviant. What are you doing? But I was proud of myself at the time. I'm like, look at this hard work.
Yeah.
Biking and lifting and, you know, now.
Now.
Yeah.
To throw you in jail.
It was handsome. I was handsome in more ways than one. I was very handsome.
You are. You're a Greek god.
And I wasn't like, what do they call it? The manicure for the man. What do they call that? When they do the, it's the Manny manicure or something like that.
I don't know.
Like the metro guy, you know, the metrosexual guy that like trims and stuff like that.
Right.
I wasn't like that, but I was like au naturel, handsome for the 90s guy. But so got a little record there. And luckily, after 2 years, it was off. But now that I've brought it up again, it's right back in there.
Right.
It's right there, active again.
Now you're going to have to give up the show now.
Now it's official.
Yeah.
Now it's official. I'm actually, we're doing the show nude. Nobody knows.
Yeah, no one could tell that we are naked.
Yeah. You can do the nude show.
Yeah.
The nude. That's what I should do. The nude show.
You should do that.
That should be the name of my, going forward from March on, instead of time travel, I'll retire it. Just do the nude show.
Nude show.
I'll sit here nude. Joyce the voice before me and Derek Gary after would be like, what the hell is he doing? Yeah. Like, it's the nude show. That's it.
Everyone that comes in here has to be naked.
Yeah. Yeah. And we talk about
Nudity.
For it.
Yeah.
Why anyone would be against it, I have no idea. I've noticed as I get older too, like the other day I had a friend come back and stay with me, and all of a sudden all my deodorant's missing. Like, where's my deodorant? Like, I had like three things and they took all my deodorant. So I'm sitting here and I'm like, geez, it kind of smells. And I'm like, I realize it's me. I'm like, I'm getting like right before that old age, like that middle age, you know, right before you like stink all the time.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, I just took a shower, and with it being a little steamy, it's like within 5 minutes, it's like, that's me.
The shower didn't take.
No. So you do the...
So he took your deodorant?
Yeah, yeah.
You stole it?
Yeah. It was a woman.
It was a woman?
She took like three of my deodorants.
That's odd.
It is odd, isn't it? Isn't that weird?
That is weird, yeah. I wonder why. Did you tell her? Did you ask her about it?
Yeah, I said, you got my deodorant? No. There may be one. And I'm like, there were three. You know how like some women like will wear your sweatshirt or something and they're like excited about it? Like, I don't know. Maybe either she likes the way I smell without the deodorant. Or she herself had an odor issue. And like, you don't need three. I mean, you only got two armpits unless you're going, you know, down low.
Yeah. I was waiting for you to like reference that. I was waiting like, are you going to do it?
The down low.
Yeah, the down low. I was waiting for you to say that.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
Sometimes I'm like, I'm like, geez, I smell. I just noticed that.
Did you go buy some more deodorant or just...
I haven't. So I apologize. I apologize if I smell a little bit for you today. I just want to let you know.
There's nothing like.
But sometimes I'm like
a naked, smelly man.
Yeah. Sometimes it's like it's so disgusting. It's attractive, you know.
What do you mean? What are you talking about?
Have you ever been so repulsed by something? It's like it's kind of almost attractive because it's so repulsive. No. You ever get a good waft of something and you're like, jeez, that smells.
Yeah,
or if you get something that's spoiled and you're like, you have to smell this. And you show it to your friend and they have to smell it, you know?
Yeah, that's different though. That's not, that's like...
It's human nature.
But I guess getting used to your own stink or you cut a fart, something that smells pretty good.
Well, that's the thing, a sweet, smell.
Like a Vidalia.
Like a little... Like a Vidalia. Yeah. But you have like that little, you know, it's crisp. It's like a little tinge. Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
yeah.
So, yeah, I'm just think about that.
But sometimes, like, it is something to think about. Because sometimes, you know, as your kids, you know, you go in a locker room, you've been, you know, you're always smelling as a kid. Like, did somebody have the talk with you? Do you remember, like, when you started to smell? When you started to, like, hit that hair under the armpits and starting to sweat a little bit? Or was it just your buddies, like, holy, you stink a little bit?
I didn't throw
some ban.
I didn't have that problem, no.
Do you use deodorant?
Yeah. Old Spice.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's the good stuff.
It's good.
Yeah. I love those commercials, too.
Oh, they're great. Great commercials.
It's great. I'm on a horse. Yeah. It's just like random out of nowhere. Yeah, so good. But you don't remember that? Like
stinking as a kid?
No, just like as a kid. Like puberty comes and you're like, oh.
I remember that, yeah. Puberty, but I don't remember.
You just went out to the store and you're like, I think I'm going to need some of this. And then it sat on the shelf for a year or two until you needed it.
Yeah,
or?
I don't recall that at all. Like how it came to be.
Yeah.
You know, if someone said, hey, use this.
Yeah.
Or it was just like when you're getting older, you know, you're like, well, you better use this or you're going to stink.
Right.
So you just put it on.
Yeah.
You know? And then sometimes you smell your armpits.
Yeah.
And it stinks and you're like, well, I got to put deodorant on.
Yeah. I don't usually give myself a good whiff. But some people love smelling themselves, don't they?
They do.
Yeah.
They love it.
Some people don't have any smell at all.
No.
Which is kind of nice. It is and it isn't. It's almost like they're not even there.
They can sneak up on you.
Yeah. They're sneaking up on you.
Yeah.
Hey, you want to? Let's do this 80s quiz.
All right.
You want to try this out?
Let's do it.
So we got a stack of stuff here. It's the 80s music trivia. One of my friends gave this to me a number of years ago, and I thank her very much for getting that for me. This isn't the one that stole my deodorant. This is another one. She actually bought me a gift.
Oh.
It's nice if you have like somebody come visit and they leave you things that are nice.
Instead of taking things.
But yeah, these are nice. So they're shaped like a 80s boombox and it says 80s music trivia.
That is bizarre.
Let me get something a little bit in the background here. So we were in the 70s here. We're going to jump out of the 70s and we'll go into the 80s with our 80s music trivia. You want to go first? You want me to go first?
Whatever you want.
Well, I don't know. No, you're the guest. You're guest choice.
I'll go first.
You want to go first?
Yeah.
All right.
This one's really easy.
How's this? I'll put Come On Aileen in the background. Okay. You want to play to what, 20?
I'm not going to...
You're not going to do that one?
I'm not going to... No, it's too easy.
Do you want to play to 20?
20, yeah.
Yeah, because they're relatively easy. I think most of them are easy.
Crank that up.
Let's do it. I'm going to blast it. I'm going to rock it out. All right.
All right.
So, go ahead. Give me one. So, you give me one. I'll give you one. right. And we'll go back and forth until one of us makes. Want to go to 10 or 20?
Whatever you
want.
I'll go to 20.
Yeah, let's go to 20. Well, we got to set rules. I like setting 30 some
or 40.
Rules. You want to go 100?
No.
Want to go 100?
I'll go as high as you want.
We'll go to 10.
Okay.
We'll go to 10. I think that'll be good because I think we'll be bored with it by then. We'll find out.
Yeah, and if we like it, we can do a 2 out of 3 or something.
Yeah, that'll be good. All right. So go ahead.
All right. If you don't get this,
80s quiz.
You suck.
All right.
What rock band sang Eye of the Tiger?
Is it multiple choice or is it just a fill in the blank? It's Survivor.
Yeah.
I know that. Yeah, it's a good one. So I get that. So one for Chris.
Yeah.
One for Chris. All right. Would you like me to write Anthony or Tony for your name for the scorecard?
You have Tony down there?
Yeah, but I could change it.
No, it's fine.
You know what? Know what I like about your name?
What?
I could just put the A-N in front.
Oh,
and then I got to squeeze in a H.
Yeah. No, Tony's fine. I don't want to.
No, I'm going to put Anthony. Because I know you like that more.
Okay.
Anthony. I enjoy that.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, I do. Because I already have friends that are Tony, but...
All right, yeah. I
need an Anthony.
I'm doing Anthony more these days.
Yeah. All right. All right. You ready?
Yeah.
Oh, this one's got multiple choice.
Oh.
This one might be hard, actually.
Okay.
In Never Too Much by Luther Vandross, how many times does he say too much? I'm going to give you the multiple choice.
Okay.
17, 23, or 32?
I'll go 32.
The answer is 17.
Oh, I should have said 17.
Yeah.
I almost said the lowest number.
I don't even know if I know that song. You know that one?
No.
Never Too Much by Luther Vandross. All right.
All right.
One zip.
All right, here we go. Okay, name two of the three artists which released a song called The Power of Love in the 1980s.
Any multiple choice? No?
No, it's name two of the three artists.
Two of the three artists that did The Power of Love. Can I use the Google? I don't know. I let me think. The Power of Love. That's The Power of Love.
You should get one.
That's The Power of Love. Oh, one of them's Huey Lewis in the News.
Dang.
The Power of Love will find you. Maybe Chicago or Peter Cetera? The Power of Love. Is it abroad?
There is abroad, yeah. I don't think you'll ever get her, though.
Yeah.
Because
I don't normally call women broads. I was doing it for effect.
For comedic effect.
Just so everybody knows, because I know some people get upset.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they're stupid broads.
Yeah, stupid broads. I don't know. Like, can you give me half a point?
No, you have to.
You have to get the whole thing.
Yeah, 2 out of 3.
All right. Yeah, yeah.
You're making up the rules.
That's why I like to establish the rules beforehand.
Well, Frankie Goes to Hollywood.
Ah. Yeah.
And Jennifer Rush.
Jennifer Rush.
Never heard of her.
What did she do? Drugs.
I don't know. Maybe she was
a lot of guys.
Jeffrey Rush's
and drugs.
Niece.
Could have been. Could have been. All right, we got a little. All right, so there's Come On, Eileen in the background. Oh, The Buggles is next. Video Killed the Radio Star in the background. You ready for your second question?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, here we go. Hall & Oates had 5 U.S. number one hits in the 1980s. Name 3 of the 5.
Maneater.
That's one.
All right, so Maneater.
Maneater is one of them.
Is it Power of Modern Love?
No.
Okay. Your Kiss is on my list.
Is it?
Your Kiss is on.
Is it really?
Yeah. Is that one?
Yeah,
of them?
It is. Okay. It's one of them. So I'm going to give you one more because you already got one wrong, but I'll let you go. I'll let you go 3 to 5.
Okay.
I'm giving you. See, I bend the rules for you.
Yeah.
You. Go ahead. 5 U.S. number one hits in the 1980s for Hall & Oates. Name 3 of the 5. You got Maneater. You got Kiss on my list. How about one with? I'll give you a hint.
I know it's something about.
It's got a
school.
Lot of claps in it. Something about school.
Yeah. See, the music is screwing me up. I'm trying to think of the song.
Oh, all right. Go ahead.
Thank you. Adult education.
No. Incorrect.
Damn it.
Yeah. That was a top 40 hit, but the other ones were Private Eyes. That's the one with the hand clapping.
Yeah.
I Can't Go For That, or No Can Do.
That's the one I was trying to think of, too.
And Out of Touch, probably my favorite of all those.
All right.
Out of Touch.
Good tune. Should have known those. All right, I got two out of three. All right.
Yeah, but still zero when it comes to points.
Yeah.
So it's round three now.
Yeah.
This could go on forever. I'm glad we played till 10 and not 20.
Okay, in 1983, what song prevented Michael Jackson from having back-to-back number one hits with Billie Jean and Beat It in the U.S.?
The music does mess you up a little, doesn't it?
It does.
The only thing that I want to go for is Prince and Riddle of Red Corvette, but I don't think that's it. So back-to-back hits, and so as a number one song, and it was between Billie Jean and what was the other one?
Beat It.
So it's not one of his. It's somebody else's.
Yeah, what song prevented Michael Jackson from having back-to-back? So, yeah, someone else.
I'm going to go with the Bonnie Tyler song, which is the one where she's talking about her heartbreak. And it was... It's something.
Of the heart?
Of the heart.
Total Eclipse of the
Heart?
Total
Eclipse of the Heart. Is that wrong?
It's wrong. It was...
Damn.
It was Come On Eileen by the Dex.
No way. Wow.
Funny, huh?
Yeah.
All right.
Damn. I should have got that. We played it, too.
I know.
Yeah, from 83. 82, actually, yeah. Dexy's Midnight Runners were big. There was like 17 of them in the band. They're all wearing like overalls.
They're all poor. They're all orphans.
Yeah. There's like four fiddles between a lot of them.
Crazy.
All right, like a Bon Jovi in the background. You ready?
Yeah.
It's your turn. Which British artists include You Can't Hurry Love, Easy Lover, Against All Odds, and One More Night?
Phil Collins.
That would be Phil Collins.
Yeah.
You are correct.
Thank you.
All right, it's tied up. I love that song, Easy Lover.
That's a good song.
She's an easy lover.
Oh, no.
We should do that as a duet sometime.
Yeah.
Because it's Philip Bailey and Phil Collins.
Yeah.
Good tune.
Which James Bond film did Duran Duran sing the soundtrack to and is the only Bond song to have reached number one on the...
View to a Kill. Fantastic song. Not a great movie.
No.
What's your favorite Bond movie? Do you have one?
No, I don't.
You don't like the Bond movies?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's probably one of the best Bond songs, though.
I'd say
you like the View to a Kill?
Live and Let Die was good.
Live and Let Die, amazing. Yeah. It's tough to pick a favorite. It's like a top five. I like Skyfall. I like the Adele one.
Yeah.
And,
Goldfinger?
Yeah, Goldfinger's great.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Thunderball.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ba-na-ba-na.
Octopussy.
Octopussy. I just love saying Octopussy. Yeah. Like, from 1983 on, I've loved saying Octopussy. And that part when Maude Adams is just like, that's my little Octopussy. I'm like, oh, I just melted. I was a 12-year-old boy. I just melted.
And you streaked.
And then I streaked. I'm going to give myself an Octopussy tattoo. Why was the video Like a Prayer by Madonna criticized by the Vatican? Oh, going back to 1988 there. Why was the video Like a Prayer?
Because she showed a black Jesus.
She did. Yeah. And also what? I'm going to give it to you anyway, but black Jesus and?
She...
A lot of flame. Prayer. Yeah. Burning crosses and a black Jesus.
All right.
I'm going to give it to you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right. So after four rounds, it's 2-2.
Twos. Yeah, good thing we're going to 10.
Yeah. Yeah.
What band had a number one What band had a number one with the power ballad, I Want to Know What Love Is?
I want to know what love is. That's Foreigner.
Yeah.
Yeah, nice.
Dang.
One of the best rock bands.
Yeah.
Foreigner.
Power rock.
Getting lost in the seeds of time.
Arena rock.
Yeah. I loved Foreigner. Still do. Cold as ice. The best. You ready?
Beautiful. Yeah.
Lisa Stanfield has been all around the world, but what can't she find?
That was Lisa.
Lisa Stanfield, I believe it was Lisa, has been all around the world, in quotation, so that's the name of the song, all around the world.
She can't find love?
She can't find her baby.
Oh.
She lost her baby.
Okay. Well,
you know, they're not all easy. These are some tough ones.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a couple of tough ones.
It's the music screwing me up.
It is?
Yeah.
I got Easy Lover coming up.
Well, wait. You can put it up for you, but for me, I need silence.
All right, go ahead.
Irene Cara sang Fame, but what other famous film soundtrack did she sing in 1983?
Flashdance.
Bingo.
Yeah.
Well, but what was... What's the...
What a Feeling.
Okay.
Flashdance.
You're like giving me...
What a Feeling.
And I'm like, wait, what?
Trying to stump me. All right, here we go. I love this part at the end of Prince, too. It's like a baby going...
Maybe it's Lisa Stanfield's baby. Yeah.
Prince stole Lisa Stanfield's baby. One of the better ones, yeah. Right. I like that. It's nice. It sounds like a fun baby.
Yeah.
Oh, Easy Lover in the background. Yeah. I'm stepping it up now. Now my brain juices will be flowing with Phil Collins in the background and Phil Bailey. Which UB40 single reached number one in both the UK and the US chart?
It was a cover of something.
Mm-hmm. And you need the silence.
So, yes.
Which UB40 single reached number one in both the UK and the US?
It's I Can't Help Falling. It's from a movie, right?
Sure.
Was it a soundtrack? Is it I Can't Help Falling in Love?
It is not.
Oh, Red Red Wine?
It's it is Red Red Wine.
That was my first.
It was? Was it?
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, I'll give you another one.
All right.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I think that's fair.
Yeah, give me another one.
All right.
It's tricky.
Here we go.
The music was up. I can still hear it.
Here we go. Endless Love and Upside Down were hits of the 80s for which Motown artist?
Oh.
Endless Love and Upside Down.
Upside Down, you're turning me.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yep.
Oh, who was that? It wasn't Tina Turner.
No. And Endless Love. My Endless Love.
It was, what's her name? It went out with Michael Jackson, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Diana Ross.
That's right.
Okay,
thank you. Got it.
All right.
I'm going to give that one. I'll give you a point.
Point?
Yep.
To Gryffindor.
It's...
4-1?
Yeah.
4-2?
6 rounds, 4-3.
4-3.
Oh, wow. Yeah, we got a long way to go.
We do.
Should have played to 5. we shouldn't even set the rule. We shouldn't have set it. I like having Easy Love for my questions. Let's do, all right, after this,
what do I do
after
one,
this round, we'll do like two at a time.
All right. In what year did Black Box have a UK number one with Ride On Time?
1987.
89.
Come on.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
I would never have gotten that.
Damn. All right. You like it quiet.
Yes.
In which two cities was the rock concert Live Aid held? Which two cities?
Live Aid. London?
That's one, yep. Wembley Stadium.
And I want to say Philadelphia.
You're right. Very good.
Yes.
Wow, it's tied up.
Nice.
Beautiful.
Okay. Was that the end of the seventh round?
Oh, yeah, that's the end of the seventh round.
Okay. Yeah. What are we doing now?
You want me to do two at the same time? Two at a time?
All right.
Let's do two.
Two. Okay.
Two at a time.
All right. Who won the 1988 Eurovision Song Contest with Ne Partez Pas Sans Moi?
What?
Here's the question right here.
Who won the 1988 Eurovision song, Ne Partez Pas Sans Moi? I have no idea. I don't know.
I'll give you a hint. She sang a very popular movie song.
I want to say it's like a Miami Sound Machine or something like that.
No, bigger.
Cher?
Nah. Celine Dion.
Ah, Celine Dion. I should have got that one. See, I don't think of her in the 80s for some reason. I think of her in the 90s.
Yeah, I should have said she had a Titanic hit.
Oh, yeah, that would have got me.
You Spin Me Round Like a Record was a hit for which British band?
It's a great tune, and I should know this. You Spin Me Round, Round, Baby. Right? It's, I don't remember. Let me see. I'm going to try to use your methods. I'm going to use your method. You Spin Me Round, right round. It's a bizarre name, too.
It's like opposites.
Split, no. Split end, no. I don't remember. Go ahead.
You're going to kick yourself.
No.
Dead or Alive.
Ah! Sugar. Sugar. All right. On both of those. All right, I'm giving you two. Ready?
Yep.
What looks like a lady, according to Aerosmith?
Dude.
That's right. And the other one is, oh, come on. Who's saying you got to fight for your right to party?
Beastie Boys.
Yeah. Damn. Why am I getting Celine Dion and Dead or Alive?
What is Van Halen's only single to reach number one on the U.S. Billboard Hot 100?
Van Halen's only one to reach what?
Yeah, it's their only single to reach number one on the U.S. Billboard Hot 100.
It was Jump.
Yep.
Yeah. Nice.
Which synth pop band sang Just Can't Get Enough?
That's Depeche Mode.
Good.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
That was a good one.
That's good.
I had a good round there.
Yeah. Right. Was it sixes?
Yeah, let's see. It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. One, two, three, four, five, six. But you have two coming to you.
Okay.
All right.
That's right.
Who is the lead singer of Culture Club?
Boy George.
Yeah, he got it. And here's the next one. Which two U2 singles reached number one in both Irish and U.S. charts in 1987?
Would the Streets Have No Name? And man, the streets have no. That's easy. 80s. Off Joshua Tree. And what else? What's the other one on Joshua Tree? Man, the streets have no name. And
no.
What's the first like letter? Yep. Is it gonna go?
I. Or with.
Oh, with or without you.
Yeah, and I still haven't found what I'm looking for.
Oh. Yeah. Well, you don't give that to me. That's
no, I'm not gonna.
You can't.
I can't.
No.
It's a good try, though.
Thank you.
I hated to see you struggling when I knew.
I
knew you already.
Like, I saw that I saw that concert twice that year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, I'm ready.
Is that the second one? Or the first one?
I gave you two, yeah.
You did?
Oh, yeah, you got Boy George.
Oh, that's right.
So you got 1 point on that. I'm ahead of you by one.
What is?
Oh, no, you're ahead of me by one.
What is memorable about Angus Young's clothing from the rock band AC/DC?
Well, it doesn't fit him. His shorts, they don't fit. And he's got like school, well, he's a schoolboy tie. He's got this little school thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You almost blew it.
I almost blew it.
All right. Name three of the five member, three of the five members of the supergroup, the Traveling Wilburys.
Oh, George Harrison and Roy Orbison and Jeff Lynne, Tom Petty, and Bob Dylan.
Yep.
As a bonus.
Yeah.
You should give me 2 points for that one. All right, let me see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. All right, I'm at 9.
And I got 8?
I'm at 9. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. No, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Oh, yeah, I didn't. Did I give myself a point? Yeah, I got 8, I think. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And you got 7 right now, but you get 2. You ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Which British girl group covered the song Venus? In 1986.
Bananarama.
Nice. You get it. Here we go.
Bananarama.
Oh, come on. Which single by The Police won a Grammy for the Song of the Year 1984?
Every Breath You Take.
You got it. You're ahead. 8-9. 8-9. Here we go.
All right. Which U2 album released in 1987 has sold over 25 million copies?
Joshua Tree.
It's the Joshua
Tree. The Joshua Tree.
It's right. Moops.
All right.
What was Madonna's first Billboard Hot 100 number one?
Oh, wow. Hot 100. Oh, number one.
Yeah.
What was Billboard? Jeez, you know? I'm going to say it's got to be like Virgin.
It is.
Yeah. All right.
So you
I got
won.
It. I got
won.
10.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you can catch up right here. You have 9. You get last round.
You have 10 on the button?
I got 10 on the button.
So
you get
if I
2.
Get 2, I win.
You win.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. I can do it.
Here we go.
All right.
Come on.
Tied up.
In which country was Bruce Springsteen born?
In the USA.
So stupid. What a stupid question.
You know, who would get that wrong?
It's a stupid question. It's like, it's like, yeah. It's the name of his album and song.
For the win.
Yeah, I think you got it. Which rock band released the best-selling album of 1987? Slippery When Wet.
Bon Jovi.
It's Bon Jovi. You won. You got it.
That's right. The first annual.
That's it. 80s. It's the first annual.
We should. We'll do more, but... We'll only do like
honestly,
2 out of 3.
It's the first time I've lost in anything yet.
Oh, yeah?
Probably another reason why I'm retiring the show. I'm losing it. I'm slacking.
You're losing. Yeah.
Like all these quizzes and all these like Christmas and Thanksgiving things. I've always beaten Derek. I had like Fergie in when we used to do the Star Trek Star Wars quiz. So you officially got me.
Yes.
I feel so.
That's right.
I feel so. I don't know. It's an odd feeling, this feeling of losing.
I think for losing, you have to streak down the wall.
I got to put my clothes back on.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was fun, though, right?
That was good times.
Yeah. Pretty good. Tell us about Bill Chase. I'm going to play this Open Up Wide, unless you want me to play the Kronos first. Which one would you like me to do?
I guess Open Up Wide would be good.
Open Up Wide, all right. So tell me about it. What
Bill
is it?
Chase was a trumpet player. He died way early. He died in a plane crash. But he was like one of the most talented, kind of ahead of his time. It was jazz fusion before, but good jazz fusion.
Yeah.
Little, you know, some rock. And this is all instrumental, this particular one. But if you're a trumpet, aficionado enthusiast like I am. I play trumpet, and this is like some of the best stuff.
All right.
Some of the best.
So is Bill Chase,
Bill
Open
Chase.
Up Wide.
Enjoy. Oh, There's something very dangerous in your home. It could be hiding in a closet or waiting in the basement. It's not sharp or toxic or flammable, yet it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item. Using a ladder might seem easy. Misusing one is even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders into the trauma center last year alone. Don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in. For tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org/laddersafety. A public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and your safety-minded friends here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio.
There's a price tag on almost everything. Whether you drive a shiny new 1952 model or a pre-war jalopy, you have to pay the price. And when you're driving that car, remember that speed also has its price. The price tag on speed violations last year was 15,000 killed and 500,000 injured. This year, thousands of lives can be saved if you and millions of other motorists come to the sober realization that speed is the biggest killer on the highways and resolve to slow down before you or someone else pays the price that must be paid for it. You can do your part by keeping within speed limits. At all times, drive as though your life depends on it. It does.
It's good advice.
It really does.
Bill Chase with Kronos.
Kronos. That's part of a five-song Greek mythology suite, I guess you can call it.
So good.
So Kronos, Zeus, Poseidon, mm-hmm. Aphrodite.
Well, you know the story of Zeus coming out of Kronos' head?
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, yeah. Kronos is like, he's the father of Zeus. Oh. And Kronos has a thought, and Zeus pops out of his head.
Oh,
that's how he's born.
I think that they do that in the song.
Do they talk about it? And Poseidon's probably like the angry brother, you know, the Aquaman.
Yeah.
He's like, I got to live in the water. He's always angry.
Yeah.
Because he's always like, he can't use lotion on his skin.
He's all pruned all
the time. He's all pruned. Yeah. And must, oh, Aquaman, Poseidon, he must have stunk.
Yeah.
You can't, unless you got the right guard, you can't wear this stuff. You get that antiperspirant. That's what he would need.
Did he get out of the water once in a while, though?
Occasionally.
Yeah.
It was mostly just to come up and bitch at everybody, and then he'd go back and down into the sea. But yeah, yeah, Poseidon did that. Aphrodite, of course, the beautiful one.
Yeah.
And Hades, who comes up and steals her, mm-hmm. brings her to hell.
So it's all I've been listening to this whole summer, is just this whole suite, this whole...
It's so good.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah.
I just love it. It's so good.
And we were talking while it was playing, like, that's basically, you know, progressive rock in the 70s. People were getting stoned in the cellar listening to that, Bill Chase.
Yeah, and it's sad because he died, way before it. Can you hear that? Are they listening to that?
Yeah.
You're wrong.
He died before... 30, 40?
Something like, yeah. He was like maybe 28 or something.
He was amazing. I mean, both those songs. What was the name of the other one that we were playing before that?
Open Up Wide.
Open Up Wide.
But Get It On is a great song. And God. There's...
so good.
There's like, the studio version of Get It On, and then there's some live
mm-hmm.
On television shows. But there's one that's from like February something of 78, I think it was.
Okay.
That is a live rendition of Get It On, and it's they sing and then they do like a section just trumpet solos, and the guys in his band were like monsters,
yeah,
like unbelievable.
Just tall or just like good at what they do?
Good at what they do.
Oh, okay, that's what I mean. I thought you meant like, like scary, like Frankenstein.
Never heard
like
that term, monsters?
No, I have.
Oh, okay.
But not often. I'm glad you're bringing it back.
I think it's like, an old kind of...
You're bringing it back, though.
I'm bringing it back, yeah. That's what we used to
say. Yeah, I think in the 70s and 80s, like, yeah, he's a monster on drums.
Yeah.
Like, monster on drums.
Right.
Right?
That's why I think Animal got his name. He's an animal.
Yeah.
It's a monster.
He was probably my favorite Muppet. Oh, did you like Honeydew and Beaker?
I did, yeah. I think...
They were all good, actually.
They were great.
I like the old guys up in the rafters, yeah, yeah. too. I appreciated them more as I got older.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm like, those guys, like, that's basically what we all become.
Right.
Just critics of, like, everybody's hard work, yeah, and then, yeah. like, they're just criticizing.
Yeah.
But that was their job, to, like, be directors and talk about how horrible the show was. It was great. I actually got the... I actually got the cassette tape working. Yeah, I got this cassette player hooked up, so we can actually play a little bit of.
Okay.
We could play a little bit of the Smoker's Refresher Course: Techniques for Extra Energy to Break into the Habit. Want to do that first, or you want to do another Aesop's Table? What do you think? Aesop's Table, Aesop's Fable.
I'm down with anything, man.
Are you?
Yeah.
I like the background with the tubular bells. Maybe we could try that with an Aesop's Fable first.
Sure.
You want to do that?
Yeah.
All right, here, why don't you pick one out?
Okay.
And I'll get this all set, and we'll get you some spooky Exorcist music on with that one. Okay. Let's try this. Polymorphia. Here we go.
Okay.
There we go. Creepy. What's the one you're picking?
The Fox and the Crow.
Ooh.
I feel like I'm like at a spoken word thing. People, guys playing bongos.
The jam, the poetry jam.
A fox once saw a crow fly off with a piece of cheese in its beak and settle on a branch of a tree. "That's for me, as I am a fox," said Master Renard. And he walked up to the foot of the tree. "Good day, Mistress Crow," he cried. "How well you are looking today. How glossy your feathers. How bright your eye. I feel sure your voice must surpass that of other birds, just as your figure does. Let me hear but one song from you that I may greet you as the queen of birds." The crow lifted up her head and her began. Wait a minute. The way they do this. Okay.
What'd she lift up her head?
But look how they.
So they put like a little picture in between the words.
They put a picture in between the sentences.
Throws you off.
All right, so the crow lifted up her head
and
began to caw her best. But the moment she opened her mouth, the piece of cheese fell to the ground, only to be snapped up by Master Fox. "That will do," said he. "That was all I wanted. In exchange for your cheese, I will give you a piece of advice for the future. Do not trust flatterers." See, because the flatterer doth rob by stealth, his victim both of wit and wealth.
I thought you were done. Did you make that up at the end, or was that part of the fable? Oh, you're still going.
No, it's over.
You never know how these things end. Sometimes they just end.
I wish I made that up.
So what was the last thing again?